This is CICK News. Today on CICK News, the District of Kitimat Council has failed to pass a motion proposed by Councillor Jerry Leibel to form an environmental committee for the district. He says that council is split between environment first and industry first votes, but thinks there's room for both. Here he is now.
Yep, my name is Jerry Leibel. I'm a councillor on the District of Kitimat. Kitimat is kind of it's called the marvel of nature and industry. So very much the two are side by side. Sometimes that seems oppositional, but you know, I believe that you can preserve your environment while promoting industry as well. So the intent behind the motion was to give the public a platform on which to address environmental issues, particularly related to flaring, which was what brought the motion on in the first place.
Okay, great. Was there feedback or comments that you got from your fellow councillors when this motion failed to pass?
What usually happens in our council is, you know, we're pretty split along the lines of who's, you know, sort of pro industry and who's pro environment and industry. And it's normally a 4-3 vote. And so most issues relating to the environment don't get much further than the initial motion.
The District of Kitimat has an environmental committee called the Kitimat Airshed Group that was created following a 2019 mediated settlement involving Rio Tinto, the BC Ministry of Environment, local appellants, and Unifor 2301. The agreement resolved appeals related to Rio Tinto's sulfur dioxide monitoring program. Later that year, core members were invited by the ministry to help shape the new group and created Kitimat Airshed Group's bylaws. So why does Councillor Leibel think there needs to be another committee?
Oh, can you tell me what are the terms of reference for this proposed committee, just so that myself and our listeners just kind of have a an idea of what the scope of this committee would be?
So the terms of reference for the committee, what we'll do is we'll have staff and councillors attend purely to hear what the community is saying and to answer questions from the committee on the issues that we are aware of.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed that you proposed a discussion about the potential use of funds to employ a biologist for the District of Kitimat.
So a few councils actually have biologists on staff that will advise their engineering, will advise their planning as to issues relating to development and the environment. Had a lot of subject matter experts from industry presenting before council. And my kind of wish was to balance the industry's subject matter experts with our own experts to critically analyze the data that they were presenting to us so that from a council point of view, have independent verified information from an independent consultant that we employ.
Mm-hmm. Was this proposed by you, your idea, or were you hearing from like Kitimat Terrace Air Quality Coalition and NKAG?
So we had two of our community members come forward to a council meeting and raise the issue of the effects of flaring on their quality of life. And the one presenter actually mentioned that he would be prepared to sit on a committee that was formulated by the District of Kitimat. So that really came about as a result of the requests from our two community members for some kind of relief from the effects of flaring.
Oh, Councillor Leibel, is there anything that I didn't ask about this committee or in this conversation that you think is important to be included?
I think a lot of the time we look at a prosperity of a community as in what the local economy is like. I also see the prosperity of a community and the quality of its environment. We work hard and we like to have an environment into which we can go and play. So it's critical for our community that there is an environment that, you know, is we balance out the need for industry with the need to preserve what we have, to preserve our environment. Mm-hmm. As it is, we have LNG Canada, we have Cedar LNG, which is starting off now, and there are talks of a third LNG project in Kitimat, which would, I feel would severely impact our environment. So it is something I'm passionate about because this is a community that I chose to live in. And I think it's important that as council, we balance the needs for a strong local economy, a strong provincial and federal economy with the needs of our community, and protecting the environment is part of that. So the two committee members that came to council, they didn't dispute how critically important industry is for for Canada and for our community, but they were concerned that the impacts of the flaring weren't being mitigated properly, and that they came to council be heard. And I personally felt that it was important that we establish this committee to give them that voice, to sit them down with members of industry and other concerned environmental groups to really look at strategies to minimize the impact of industry on their enjoyment of Kitimat.
Mm-hmm. And how do you make this motion pass?
I put forward a motion, calling for money to be spent on looking into the health of our watershed, which is critically important for Kitimat because we have a pretty small watershed and we rely mm-hmm. on the Kitimat River for water, for not just the industry, but for residential as well. And, keenly aware that our watershed is under pressure. There is, clear cutting that is happening, and we need to preserve that watershed because that is this community's lifeline. So that there is always a give and take on any council. And I'm of the firm belief that when I come to council, I come in with the information that I need, and I make the decision at the council, listening to arguments. And I have changed my vote midstream based on what I've heard from other councillors. So I always hope that the information that I provide, the reports that I do, will go some way in swaying councillors to see the benefits of preserving our environment. And it's interesting that one of our councillors, Graham Pitzel, actually lives in Strawberry Meadows and has personally experienced the effects of it. And LNG Canada has done their due diligence. They have put up monitoring equipment around Kitimat, and in the presentation they made last night, they put a lot of emphasis on they're aware of the impacts. They weren't expecting the intensity of the effects of the flaring, mm-hmm. and they did kind of acknowledge that last night. And looking forward at mitigation, very much there's the argument that this is a temporary inconvenience, that it is during the startup, and that these flaring events are out of the ordinary and won't be commonplace once LNG Canada is running at full steam. One of the points I raised last night with their noise specialist was I wanted to find out whether they had a baseline of the kind of ambient noises. And what I wanted to do was compare the baseline with where we are at now, because this isn't just about LNG Canada, but we're looking at further industries and the cumulative effect of that on our community and our environment. The previous presentation by LNG Canada, I did ask about trains 3 and 4, and kind of the indication I got was that we're looking at a duplication of the current noise when they, you know, when and if they go ahead with trains 3 and 4, because that decision hasn't been made yet. And the communication was that, yes, it would be similar to what we're currently experiencing. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. You know, the thing with the environment is once it's gone, it's gone.
Thank you to Kitimat Councillor Jerry Leibel for speaking to me. I also reached out to Kitimat Terrace Clean Air Coalition, a group that have been operating since 2018 and advocate for better monitoring of air quality in Kitimat. Here's the Kitimat Terrace Clean Air Coalition president, Steve Stannis, now.
My name is Steve Stannis. I live in Kitimat, British Columbia. I am the president of an environmental group. We are advocating to industry to make the Industrial Avenue air quality monitoring station to include to the existing SO2 monitoring with NO2 at that station. NO2 is the main emitter emissions from LNG Canada. The data collection at that station is mostly from Rio Tinto. We also advocate that, I don't know if you're aware that the BC Ministry of Environment and Climate Change maintain and operate a network of air quality monitoring stations throughout BC, and the exception is in Kitimat. The air quality monitoring stations under their permit is being managed and operated by industry in Kitimat. The air quality network here in Kitimat, we like to see it to be operated and managed by a third party.
What are some effects of poor air quality that people might not notice?
Well, we think some of the effects may be health impacts to people, especially people with respiratory issues. We like to see better management of emissions from industry.
I really appreciate you taking the time and introducing me a little more intimately to what your group does. Steve, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Okay, good, Pamela. Good to talk to you.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.